Tonight is opening night of Boston's celebrated annual holiday production of Black Nativity. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports this year the production has a new home, right in the heart of the theater district.
Langston Hughes' gospel song play tells the nativity story, the journey of Mary and Joseph and the birth of the Christ child. Boston's 44th annual performance is the longest running production in the nation. It started under the direction of the late Elma Lewis, a nationally recognized arts educator who founded the National Center of Afro-American Artists.
I believe Black Nativity is coming full circle.
Vonsiel Ross is executive producer of Black Nativity, building on the Elma Lewis legacy. She says it's been quite a journey over those 44 years.
Started at the Elma Lewis School of Fine Arts. Then we went to Boston Conservatory. Then we went to the Opera House. Then to Northeastern, then to Tremont Temple, then back to Northeastern, then to RCC, Roxbury Community College, back to Northeastern, and now we're here at the Paramount.
The Paramount Theater is part of Arts Emerson.
To come back to her alma mater, she graduated from Emerson in 1943.
Lee Pelton is president of Emerson College, which established the Elma Lewis Center for Civic Engagement in September. Pelton says the hope is for the school to have a sustainable, ongoing relationship with Black Nativity.
This is a natural fit for us because it brings together the transformative power of arts and the power of knitting communities together as one Boston in a single place.
Ross says she's ecstatic about having a home for the show.
I was walking down the street the other day and I looked up and to see our name, Black Nativity in Lights, and I was like, wow. We finally come, and she would be so happy.
I think Elma Lewis is turning over in her... No, she's not turning over in her grave. She's sitting up, saying yes.
Betty Hillman has worked with the production since 1975.
Because she always said to us, we have to go downtown. We were at the Opera House years ago. And then we had to go back to different places. But she always wanted to have Black Nativity downtown Boston.
Buddy Hughes is one of the soloists.
Every production, 44 years this year. I just turned 17. I was a teenager, just graduated high school.
My son was the first baby Jesus in Black Nativity.
Vivian Cooley Collier has also sung in every production, even when she lived in California.
Now my grandkids are in it. I made it a family affair.
The Black Nativity family affair extends beyond the performers. Soloist Mildred Walker started out on the sidelines.
I started out as a parent. My kids were in the show, and I ushered for about 5 or 6 years. My son, when he got old enough to be in the show, wanted me to be in the show with him, so that's when I started singing.
This is like our Christmas gift to Boston.
Milton Wright is a soloist and narrator. The retired First Justice of Roxbury District Court has been in Black Nativity for 28 years.
It's also a present, I think, to ourselves. It is so important to start out the season with the message that really exemplifies the season because it's been lost. It's been lost in the commercialism of things.
Black Nativity features a cast ranging in age from 5 to 80. Scores of singers, dancers, musicians, all telling what's often described as the greatest story ever told. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.
Black Nativity opens tonight with four performances every weekend through December 21st.